Hey, kids. Hey, is this thing on? Yeah, it's on. Ah, look at that. Wednesday, 6 o'clock. Actually, look at that. It's 5:58 or 59. Wow, early. I'm early, I am. We'll stick in a bonus station ID or something in today's show. Wow. Hey, kids. It's the Twang Trust. Yes, I'm your old pal, Stu. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours of both kinds of music. Yeah, folk me and folk you. Yes, it's Folk Fest weekend starting tomorrow. So this is official Folk Fest preview time. Very exciting. You'll find out all the cool stages to go to, in what order, exactly what to do tonight here on the Twang Trust.
Where the road is dark and the seed is sown, where the gun is cocked as the bullets comb, where the miles are marked in the blood and the gold, I'll meet you farther on up the road. Got on my dead man suit and my smiling skull ring, my lucky graveyard boots and a song to sing. I got a song to sing. It keeps me out of the cold. And I'll meet you farther on up the road. Further on up the road, further on up the road, where the way is dark and the night is cold. One sunny morning we'll rise, I know, and I'll meet you farther on up the road. Now I've been out in the desert just doing my time, searching through the dust looking for a sign. If there's a light up ahead, well, brother, I don't know, but I got this fever burning in my soul. Further on up the road, further on up the road, further on up the road, further on up the road. One sunny morning we'll rise, I know, and I'll meet you further on up the road.
Johnny Cash, the final volume of the American recordings, 100 Highways is the title of American V, that being a cover of Bruce Springsteen's Further On Up the Road, which I heard about him doing this one and I wasn't all that excited because that's probably my least favorite song on The Rising, the album that it comes from, only because it seems to be made up generally of a bunch of cliches. And coming from Bruce, that can be a little ponderous. But when Johnny Cash gets a hold of something like cliches, let's face it, cliches are born from Ultimate Truth. And who's more of an ultimate truth than Johnny Cash? Yes, those cliches turned into iconic bits of stuff in Johnny's hands. Very fine. That's probably the strongest vocal on the album. It's this was recorded in his final days, and it's kind of all over the place as far as his health goes. You can tell, but that's one of the finer ones there. And it's definitely worth listening. Of course, you don't need me to tell you that. It's depressing, really, because pretty much every song deals with finality in some way. And anyways, you probably have it anyways. And if you don't, you're gonna get it. But maybe put off for a while because, hey, it's Folkfest weekend. It's fun time. We're going to get into that soon after we review a few things that have gone down since we were together last week.
Hey, Winnipeg, this is Paul Deacon.
I'm Mark Colley.
I'm Chuck Mead.
And I'm Robert Reynolds.
And we're the Hillbilly All-Stars.
And you're listening to both kinds of music on Twang Thrust.
CKUW 95.9
FM.
Oh, the Hillbilly All-Stars. There they are. Got to see them in Dauphin, Manitoba on Sunday evening. I think I'm the only one who cared, really, as it looked out. It was kind of sad because the stands were pretty much full with Diamond Rio fans waiting for them, jokers. And so you figure, well, a full stand of people would get into something like this, and nobody really did. I don't know why. I thought they were great. They were sort of like seeing, you know, Dave Edmunds and Nick Lowe's Rock Pile back in their prime, I thought. It was that kind of a thing, and very cool. But they did that little ID for me. It was nice and slick, huh? But, you know, it's sometimes these sort of things aren't all that slick, really. You want to hear what it actually went down like? Let me see if I can find it for you. It's kind of wacky, let me tell you. Yeah, here we are. Here, this is what it actually sounded like live. Oh, this is weird.
We're going, okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay, you ready? Mark Colley, come on, we're going to do this one.
Let's do it.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to start, and I'm going to thrust it in your face. We're going to go really quick like this. You ready? Hey, Winnipeg, this is
Mark Colley,
Paul Deacon,
Chuck Mead,
and Robert Reynolds.
And we're the Hillbilly All-Stars. And you're listening to both kinds of music.
Twang Thrust.
CKUW 95 FM.
I'll do it again.
You're cut off.
CKUW 95 FM.
I don't like to do it all together. Okay, so start over. Yeah. Start over.
Nobody, Mark, jump in.
Because Chuck, you say Hillbilly All Stars because you don't like that shit when we all say.
I hate that.
Okay, ready? Hey, Winnipeg, this is Paul Deacon.
I'm Mark Colley.
I'm Chuck Mead.
And I'm Robert Reynolds.
And we're the Hillbilly All Stars.
And you're listening to both kinds of music.
Both kinds of music on the Twang Trust, CKWUW.
See? You can fix this in editing. Don't worry.
No.
Start again.
Okay, just take it from both kinds of music on the Twang Trust.
Everyone take a different name.
I'm going to do on the Twang Trust.
Everyone take a different name. You ready? Hey, Winnipeg, this is Mark Colley.
No, this is Paul Deacon.
No,
take a different name.
Hey, Winnipeg, this is Mark Colley.
Now you're listening to both kinds of music.
Oh, no, you got to do all of it. You're Paul Deacon.
Or whoever. Say somebody else but you.
Okay. Hey, Winnipeg, this is Mark Colley.
And Paul Deacon.
And Robert Reynolds.
Abe Lincoln right here.
And you're listening to both kinds of music on Twang Thrust.
CKUW.
95.9 FM.
All right.
I think we got one out of that whole thing.
Is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bowed by wild desire, I feel. Thank you. taste of love is sweet. When hearts like ours meet, I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went high. Burns, burns, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Discover why thousands of people from around the world gather in Birds Hill Park every July. Hear legends such as Bruce Coburn and Steve Earle, and discover gems such as Nico Case and Alejandro Escovedo. There's something for everyone. Log on to winnipegfolkfestival.ca and see what's happening. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster and make musical memories at the Winnipeg Folk Festival from July 6th to the 9th. People and music.
Yes, indeed. The Folk Festival starts tomorrow, where we'll be running down all sorts of stuff going on there very soon. Very soon, indeed. But, you know, as much great stuff as there is at the Folk Festival this year, something's going to have to be a real extra special good to beat out Wilco as show of the year, let me tell you. Oh, did you see that? Did you see that show there? Saturday night, holy moly, what a show. I mean, I was expecting it to be good. But that was pretty darn hot, I must say. And Nels Klein on guitar, wow, wow. You know, there were times when it really reminded me of Television. You know, Tom Verlaine and that whole gang. I guess, well, sort of like Television, if Television were big Bob Dylan fans. But of course, Television were big Bob Dylan fans, weren't they? Thank you.
places. You were up all night. When we went to bed, with your darkest mind, you feel the well. You covered your eyes. And you found that slow. While the sun caught fire, you changed. Fell in love in the key of C. We walked along down that sea. You followed me down and neck to D. Fell again into the sea. You changed. Oh, you changed. Maybe all we need is a shot in the arm.
Hi, this is Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
No, no, don't bother calling in. There's nothing to win anymore. No, the show came and gone. If you weren't there, you lose. Oh, I shouldn't be saying that. Ted's around here. He had to leave after three songs. Poor fella. Poor fella. Ah, Wilco, live. That's from the album Kicking Television, live in Chicago. Their most recent release. A song from the Summer Teeth album originally. A Shot in the Arm. Ah, they did that one and so many more. Oh boy, oh boy. Before that was actually television. Not being kicked. I don't think there was any actual reference to the band in that title, really. But kind of ironic because they really reminded me of television. We heard television doing Bob Dylan's "Knocking on Heaven's Door" from their Live Blow Up album, originally a cassette-only release, but now available in the popular CD format. Very, very nice. Very nice indeed. And if you were wondering, that was, what's his name? Mark Cawley at the very top of the show there doing Ring of Fire, which he did at Dauphin Country Fest on Sunday with the Hillbilly All-Stars. Those wacky guys. Robert Reynolds from the Mavericks was in there. He came on in about the fifth song because he missed his flight. And he drove from Winnipeg at 130 miles an hour, from what I understand. And didn't stop for lights. And, yeah, and made it almost in time. Yeah. What else? What else? What's next? What's next? Well, it's time to do that Folk Fest thing. I think it's time to start previewing this Folk Fest that's happening. It starts tomorrow. Believe it or not, it starts tomorrow at noon. There's a big Folk Festival kickoff tomorrow at noon at Old Market Square. And performing a free show is Bruce Springsteen's banjo player. It's true. Did you even know Bruce Springsteen had a banjo player? Well, he does. At least he did on the last tour, which is actually set to resume again in the late fall, early winter in Europe. So hopefully we're going to get a chance to talk to Mr. Gregory List from the band Crooked Still. They are the fellas who are opening up the big Folk Fest kickoff at Old Market Square tomorrow at noon, with a free show. And yeah, Greg List played with Bruce, and he also plays with Crooked Still. And, well, why don't we listen to them, see what they sound like. This is from their album called Hop High. And Greg's playing banjo, but there's a fetching young lass singing this song. What's her name? Oh, I'm not even going to pretend to pronounce it. It's one of these weird Gaelic names. It's spelled A-O-I-F-E. How do you pronounce that? Afe? Wife? Eve? I don't know. Anyways, you can ask her at Birds Hill Park or Old Market Square tomorrow. Here she is.
My dearest friend, it's very well. You slighted me, but I wished you well. If never no more your face I'll see, I wouldn't serve you like you served me. You caused me to weep, you caused me to moan. If you're satisfied, I never could be. To save my cheeks and tears for thee, oh, can't you shed one tear for trend, my heart is done. I hope to meet you in the world above. And when we meet, in peace will be. My dearest friend, remember me. Thank you.
So get prepared and follow me.
One, two, three, four. As I was walking down the street, down the street, down the street, a pretty little girl I chanced to meet. We danced by the light of the moon. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Dance by the light of the moon. Hey, Buffalo gals, won't you come out?
From We Shall Overcome, the Malcolm McLaren Sessions, that was Bruce Springsteen and Buffalo Gals. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, I know. Ha. What a jokester I am. Bruce. Yeah, Bruce won't be at the Folk Festival this weekend, unfortunately. Although, he was invited. Can you believe it? It's true. It's true. Folkfest entertainment guru Chris Frere actually made an offer to Bruce Springsteen to come here this summer. But he turned it down. Yeah, I wonder why. But his banjo player's coming. Yeah, Greg List from Crooked Still. They're part of the big folk festival kickoff tomorrow afternoon at noon. Old Market Square. Free. Go down there. Check him out. And it's a good thing, too, because I was really looking forward to seeing Greg in his non-Bruce mode. But they're the chance to see Crooked Still out at Birds Hill Park. There they do an actual hour and a half solo show all by themselves, but guess what? It's right opposite Sun Volt's set on Saturday afternoon. There are plenty of dilemmas to work around. We're going to go over them all here on the Twang Trust tonight. This is our Folk Fest preview. But yeah, Crooked Still tomorrow. So if you're following along with Stu's plan, that's the thing to do. Noon, Old Market Square tomorrow. That's what you got to do. That's where you got to start. Crooked Still, playing at noon. Then, let's see, what do we do then? Then we head over to Birds Hill Park, is what you do, of course, Thursday evening. Of course, there's no workshops that day. It's just a main stage show. Starts at 6 o'clock. Let's run down who's going to be there Thursday night. The Waylon Jennies kick it off. They have a brand new record with quite, I would say, officially, even at this early stage of the year, the best album cover of the year. It's just gorgeous, the Waylon Jennies' new album. Does that mean you should listen to them? I don't know. I haven't heard the album. I just looked at it, and that was fun. But, yeah, the Waylon Jennies kick it all off. Then there's a tweener. You can check all this stuff out at the Folkfest website. They have all the listings up there. You don't even have to buy a program anymore. You can just download the PDF file and print that out, and there you go. You're off to the races. And it's nice because they include all the tweeners on the main stage schedule on the website. So you got Waylon Jennies, then you got Sheena Grob doing a few songs. Then for the kids, you got Bedouin Sound Clash. Then Greg McPherson comes up and does a few before Alejandro Escovedo takes the stage. Do you remember when Greg McPherson actually did a show here on CKW and he had Alejandro Escovedo and his band live in the studio? Did you remember that? Did you hear that? Oh, it was fun. Yes, indeed. Yes, it's true. Greg McPherson did a show here. And Alejandro was live on his show. There was about 1,000 people in the middle room there. It was quite a sight to see. Yeah, Alejandro's up. Then Oh Susanna does a few songs. Then the Jerry Douglas Band. And no, it's not the guy from the soap opera. It's official. I checked. I double-checked. It's not the guy from the soap opera. No, it's the real Jerry Douglas. The High Flyers do a few before Steve Earle closes out the night. Yes, indeed. That's a solid night. That's a seriously solid night. And I'm wondering what's going to happen with Steve Earle there. Because, you know, Jerry Douglas was a member of Steve Earle's train band. And Steve Earle even appears on a Jerry Douglas album called The Restless on the Farm. So I wonder if there might be something happening. There might be something happening there tomorrow night at Birds Hill Park in the way of guest appearances. I don't know. We'll have to go and see.
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A good boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Kissed his mom and said, "You Billy Joe's a man. And I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause. I'd gun nobody down." She cried again as he rode away, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home. Guns to town." He sang a song as he rode along, his guns hung at his hips. Rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar, laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Thank you. strong liquor than the calm of shaking hand. He tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. And a dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down. He heard again his mother's words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." And in his rage, Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round. And they wondered at his final words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town."
Last night I saw Lester Maddox on a TV show with some smart-ass New York Jew. And the Jew laughed at Lester Maddox. And the audience laughed at Lester Maddox too. Well, he may be a fool, but he's a fool. If they think they're better than him, then they're wrong. So I went to the park, I took some paper along, and that's where I made this song.
St. Louis. He's free to be put in a cage in a film on San Francisco. Francisco. He's free to be put in a cage in Roxbury and Boston. They're gathering them up for miles around. And they're keeping the niggers down.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW.
Brand new music from Alejandro Escovedo. The Boxing Mirror is the title. That was Take Your Place, alt mix. Far superior to the normal mix, if you ask me. Kind of a Faces kind of a vibe on that one, huh? Yes, Alejandro Escovedo will be in town tomorrow night. Birds Hill Park, Winnipeg Folk Festival. Yes, indeed, doing the main stage thing. And along with Mr. Steve Earle, who we heard before that, brand new music from him, actually, from the Sail Away album, The Songs of Randy Newman. Yes, another tribute album. We really needed another tribute album, and we got one. Thank goodness. Rednecks was a Randy Newman song Steve Earle was doing there. Yes, Steve, what a guy. Jerry Douglas, before that, from his album Restless on the Farm, and yes, that was Steve Earle singing. Jerry Douglas normally doesn't do much in the way of singing. He's one of them dobro players. And he'll be on the main stage just before Steve Earle tomorrow night. Yes, indeed. That's the way it's going. Alejandro, Jerry Douglas, Steve Earle. with somebody playing a couple of songs in between, like Oh Susanna, or the High Flyers, or Greg McPherson. Very cool. Solid lineup tomorrow night for sure.